Okay.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for coming. I'm Roger Kirby. I'm a humble urologist. Well, I'm a urologist. I've come to talk a little bit tonight about the journey that I've been through, which is kind of interesting for somebody who's been interested in prostate cancer for so many years. And it occurs to me that if you study something long enough, then eventually you get what you study. So I'm really pleased that I didn't study liver cancer, because I definitely I'm even more pleased I didn't study penile cancer, otherwise they'd have chopped that off instead of my prostate. Well, my kind of story starts in Patagonia, where we were doing some fundraising by cycling over the Andes, as you do. And when I got to the very top of the border between Argentina and Chile, I suddenly felt rather breathless. And some of the people that were on the cycle challenged with me said, Roger, you look a bit grey. I said, I feel a bit grey. I just cycled uphill up this mountain for the last 2 hours. I feel terrible. So they said, well, you better get a cardiac checkup when you get home. Promise me that you will get a cardiac checkup, because I have a family history of cardiac disease. My father died of a heart attack when he was 49, and it kind of influenced my life an awful lot. So I got home and I had a cardiac checkup. I had an MRI and used all the latest technology. And they said, Roger, there's nothing wrong with your heart. But on the blood test, they noticed that my PSA was raised at 4.4. So I thought, well, I've been sitting on this bicycle with Andrew, the legend, Everington, who's laughing at me as I talk there, and some other stoical members of the team. And so my PSA is bound to be raised because I've been on a bicycle for all that time. So I'll just leave it for 2 or 3 months and then I'll recheck it. Rechecked it in the summer, September, the end of the summer, last year, and it was still 4.3. In fact, it got up to 4.4. So I thought, well, I'd better have it at one of these fancy MRIs, 3 Tesla MRIs. And there on the MRI, you could see the little tumor just sitting on the right side of the prostate. So I thought, well, I better have a biopsy, which I did, which was uncomfortable, but kind of interesting in a way. Somebody said to me, it was like having a can of bait being shoved out their back passage, and then somebody shooting an air rifle up there. So that was interesting, but you know, having been brought out of a public school to be stoical, I kept a stiff there. And I remember the day the biopsy results came back, because the pathologist rang me up. He said, Roger, I've got your results. He said, are you sitting down? I thought, well, that doesn't sound too good. And he said, Roger, I'm afraid you've got prostate cancer. He said, by the way, I've just put a paper into your journal. Would you mind accepting it for publication? So that's a bit rich, but yeah. Actually, we rejected it. And then I had a little discomfort in the right hip because I go running across Wimbledon Common a lot. And then I thought, well, I've got prostate cancer. Maybe, just possibly, I've got metastases. I had a bone scan. I was a bit nervous about that. And then the result from that was good. And then I thought, well, I've got prostate cancer. I'm a robot surgeon. So, you know, there is no choice. I've just got to have a robot surgery. And actually, it might be quite interesting to see what happens to what I've done to 1,000 people is now I'm going to have done to myself. So I kind of geared myself up for it. And I thought, well, perhaps I should press on and get it done within a couple of weeks. And let's get this thing out of me and get sorted. But actually, you're not supposed to operate for about 6 weeks. And so I thought, after I'd sort of slightly calmed down, I thought, well, let's not rush into it, let's do it properly. And anyway, we had this trek across the Moroccan mountains, the Atlas Mountains, teed up to raise some more funds. And I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't go, because what'll happen is on this trek I'll be worried about my prostate, I won't be able to sleep, I won't be able to, because it'll keep everybody's morale up, which is what I have to do on these treks. Especially Andrew. Yeah. And he starts whining and whinging if you're not careful. But actually, I thought, no, that doesn't make sense. I better do it anyway. Anyway, raising money for the course. So we went, and there, I think there are quite a few hikers for hope. I can see Kate and Watts over there. They're all waving over there. The intrepid ladies from the Hike for Hope. Unfortunately, absolutely pissed down with rain. And we all got soaked, and goats kept trying to get into our tents in the middle of the night. But I got back, and I thought, right, I better go through this operation. So 3rd of December, I ended up being operated on with a robot in my own operating theatre, which was kind of interesting. We took a journalist down with us, because I thought, well, rather than kind of cover it up, it's not some sort of dark secret, you know, why don't we just talk about these things, which is kind of why I'm here now. And we took a journalist called Simon Garfield, who's almost as good a journalist as the wonderful lady over there. And he wrote this article in Intelligent Life. I'm doing a plug for this now, which is all about, if you want to know more about my prostate, sadly, my prostate is more famous than I am. This is so annoying. So he came down to the operating theatre, the operation went well, and I went home with a catheter in. My wife, who's Jane, is sitting in the front row there, had to deal with me with a catheter in, which wasn't that easy. But eventually, that all went well. I came back, and Kate Holmes, who's somewhere in the room, removed my catheter with a great aplomb. She pulled it out. I still remember the feeling as it slipped down on the urethra. So nice to get rid of that tube. And then Dr. Corbishley is also here. She looked at the pathology of my prostate. She meets more people's prostates before she meets them. So I bet in this room she would have looked at lots of your prostates. You won't know it. Where are you, Kathy? There she is, she loves Captain Scott more than she loves me. And look, when you've had your prostate removed, because your PSA is raised, because the biopsy is positive, the three things you worry about are, you know, first of all, have they got rid of all the cancer? And secondly, are you going to be incontinent all over the carpet? So embarrassing. And of course, the most important thing of all, which I'm not allowed to mention because my wife is here, is the old sexual function. So I'm not going to go into the details of that, although it's quite tempting, actually. Those little blue tablets are just the way. So, I'm lucky, and after all this, I thought, well, exactly as I said before, rather than kind of hush it up some dark secret, you know, why don't we just talk about it? Why don't men who have not just prostate problems, but they might have heart problems, colon problems, whatever problems, why don't we just be more honest about it? Because ladies support each other. They talk about things like breast cancer and ovarian cancer. They have support groups, but men sort of keep all internalized. They're somehow ashamed of getting poorly. But everybody gets poorly. Everybody in this room gets poorly. There's a 1 in 8 chance of getting prostate cancer in your lifetime, actually. So, how many men are there in this room? Probably 80. So, actually, 10 people in this room, including me, will get prostate cancer, including the whole load of them who've already had it, like Andrew. So it is a problem. More than we'll get heart disease, more than we'll get colon cancer. And we shouldn't hide these things up. We should share them. We should talk about them. And I think that I'm amazed by the publicity that we've had, thanks to Victoria and Simon Garfield and the amazing Prostate Cancer UK charity, which is doing such good things now. And I'm really proud to be involved in such a good charity with so many good people working. Exactly as Owen said, I think we've got some of the best people working on the project now. So I'm so pleased you could all come tonight. I'm so pleased that I'm able to talk about these things openly, and I think that what we have to do is encourage other people to be open about it. And I'm going to hand over to Victoria now. So thank you so much, everyone.